Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
What's up and welcome to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network presented by Bet Online. My name is Sam Dracula. Raymond Felton is my co-host. Raymond, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Happy Labor Day weekend for everyone out there and to you as well.
Appreciate the same to you.
Hope everyone has a fun time, a nice safe time. But it's weird. It's like back to school time, which, you know, I don't have kids, but it's a weird thing, just, you know, going to the mall, like, see all this stuff up. Like, oh man, I'm so glad I don't have to go to school anymore. But anyway, that's a random aside. Hope everyone's doing well out there. There's not a lot of Hornets news to get into, but there's some really big NBA stuff going on, so we're gonna dive into that this episode. But before we do that, we'll take a quick break and get right back at it. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first to market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, the NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Like, you can also do pro wrestling. BetOnline is really dope. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50. That's BLEAV 50. BELIEVE50, all one word, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. All right, so let's start with Chet, because I feel like we just talked about him last episode, and now he's out for the season. And coincidentally, NBA League Pass is way cheaper now. Are those two things connected? I don't know, but definitely not. But it's that's good for the fan base out there. Like, it's almost halved. It's like $100 for the year or something like that. So if you haven't
really
purchased League Pass yet, and it's not an ad, although it can be, I'll hit us up. But if you're considering it, now's a good time to do it. But yeah, Chet, you know, of the rookies, he was the one I was most looking forward to watching, just because, you know, I think Jabari Smith is going to be very good, but we've seen guys like that before. Chet has an opportunity to be like a unicorn in the league, especially with Giddy and SGA and all the things they have going on in Oklahoma City. What do you make of the Chet injury? Because that was everyone's concern, right? His body, how would it hold up? And he's going to sit out this year. It's going to be a redshirt year, and he'll be a rookie next year. So yes, he'll have time, you know, to get on the NBA, like, pro-level diet and weight program to get his body right.
That's what I was about to say. I think that it's to me, I look at it as a blessing in disguise, because his body wouldn't have been able to hold up to those Jokic and Joel Embiid, you know, big bodies coming in, hitting you at the center spot. You know, that's tough. That's wear and tear on your body. So I think physically he needs to get ready for that NBA type of basketball, you know, and you hate to see anybody get hurt, you know, and I wish him a speedy recovery. You know, I hope everything goes well with his surgery and everything, but he needs that extra year to develop his body, to get stronger, you know, to get prepared for those bumps and bruises and how physical the game really is. It don't look that physical, but it's actually pretty physical. So, you know, I think this year will help him.
Yeah, I think I heard defending LeBron, which is if that's the mark, right? Like that's what you get paid to do at the next level. It just sucks.
That's a small forward. That's a small forward.
Yeah.
So you know you can't take that bump. You know what I'm saying? So you know he just got to get his body right, man. And I know people talking about, oh, they need to ban the pro-am. No, that's stupid. Like guys need to hoop. Mm-hmm. You know, guys don't need to spend the whole summer just training. They need to play basketball. That's how you get better. That's how you work on your game. So, you know, then talking about taking away these pro-ams and taking away guys playing ball in the summertime. Nah, it's stupid, man. Like, you know, it's unfortunate. That same injury probably would have happened once the season started.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, that's just how the body works sometimes. You know, you can't dictate what injuries is going to happen. We talk about this all the time on the show. Like, you know, you just never know what can happen. You know, look at this team, you're like, oh, this team here could possibly win it. And then boom, two of their best players get hurt. Now they go from being one of the top teams to one of the worst. You know, it's just, that's just how things go sometimes.
Yep. And, you know, he's not like he was like skateboarding or anything like that. You know, he was playing the game. And if it was going to happen, it could have happened game one, game 40. Like, it's just one of the things that happens. So best of luck to him because, you know, and next year there's that French kid, Victor Wembanyama. He's like 7'3". He moves like he's 6'8". Just an incredible like prospect. And the Thunder may do what they've been doing, start shutting guys down or get a run at it. And if they somehow pull off Chet and him as rookies next season, that's going to be a problem. That's going to be a problem. they'll have a straight up video game team. The one piece of like real Hornets news is a guy who's technically not a Hornet right now, Montrezl Harrell. Some small update with him. You know, he got arrested and charged on some weed charges. Those charges were reduced. They were felony charges for marijuana trafficking, and they've been reduced to a misdemeanor possession. The charge will be expunged from his record after 12 months if Harrell doesn't get into any more trouble. And so I don't think like his employment was tied to this. Like he's a free agent right now. Mm-hmm. And I think whether or not that stuff happened, I think he might have still been kind of like in limbo because teams are still figuring out the rosters, you know, those vets. You're looking to supplement your roster with those type of players later on in the cycle. But what do you make of this Harrell news? And, you know, I don't know where he stands with the Hornets. I don't know what the Hornets' plans are. I don't think he fits into what they have going on now with Mark Williams and Plumlee and Nick Richards, et cetera. But what do you think of this Harrell news?
I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him for sure. I mean, the way this league works sometimes, man, sometimes they don't want to deal with stuff like that. Sometimes they don't want to deal with, you know, inappropriate situations that go down. But, you know, weed is legal now. It's legal in a lot of places. It's something that, you know, it's starting to become a thing that is accepted, you know. And I think the NBA is starting to notice that as well. It's just like, have some respect about it, though. So, you know, you riding your car with a lot of stuff like that, like, come on, man, where the homies at? Yeah. You know, like, why are you in the car with it?
Yeah.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Where your homies at? You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, but at the same time, you know, we make mistakes. We make careless mistakes, and sometimes we don't think. And, you know, he get punished for it, and I think then reducing it and all of that is, that's good. That's his punishment. Slap on the wrist. Don't let it happen again. Now let's get this man on the team because he's still good enough to play for somebody. Oh, for he's sure. still good enough to help a team. So I would like to still see him in Charlotte. You know, granted, you know, what they doing as far as their bigs, you know, he's not that typical big that they have and that they're going towards, but you're still a team that's trying to make the playoffs, and I think he can help you. You know, you still got some young guys over there that, you know, it's going to take some time to develop them. So you need a guy that's been in the league for a while, that's a rebounder, that can score the ball in the post. You know, just to me, it's all-around player. He plays hard, play with passion. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that, you know, that can help. And he's a guy that's been around for a while. You can consider him a vet. So, you know, bring a guy like that in, you know, to help out because you are losing a guy like Miles. And I haven't heard anything about him. So,
right.
You know, you're losing a guy like Miles. So, you know, you gotta fill some of that void because some of the bigs you got, they don't really score. Just gonna be honest, they don't really score the basketball like that. So a guy like Montrezl Harrell can put the ball in the basket sometimes. You know, you have to consider that. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm not the GM, so
yeah. Like you can run plays for Harrell. Like no disrespect to Plumlee, but that's not what you're doing.
Exactly.
You know, and then Mark Williams is he's too raw of, mm-hmm. of a prospect. And that's not what he does best at this point of his career. So that's a good point. You can run them both at the same time. We saw a little bit of that last year with Harrell and Plumlee at the same time. Like Harrell mm-hmm. come out and have like we'll come out and get the ball on like a give and go or like a high post move. Mm-hmm. A little more of an offensive threat than just the dribble handoff you would see from Plumlee last year, or even like Zeller or Biz before that. You don't have to really. These Hornets bigs, they get the ball at the top of the key, and then if that's your man, you're dropping because you know they're not going to shoot.
Exactly, and so Harrell, you can't do that with Harrell.
Yeah, Harrell got to keep honest with it. Yep. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll see what happens with that. He's gonna land on a team at some point.
Oh yeah,
sooner than later.
For sure. Yeah.
He's too good, not to. Plus, he's like relatively young.
That's what I'm saying. Like he's a vet.
27 at most.
That's what I'm saying. He's a vet, but he's still young though. So like. I mean, like I said, he got a lot of basketball to play. So he's going to be all right. Somebody's going to sign him. He's a great asset. So, mm-hmm. you know, like you said, this team's just waiting. I think a lot of stuff was happening, what was going on in Brooklyn, man. You know, it was just a lot going on with that, what was going to happen with KD, who was going to – what signs of trades people can put together with teams to try to figure that out. So a lot of that stuff was put on hold because of that. So now that that's gone and out the way, they figured that out over there in Brooklyn. So – you know, I think some of these guys that you see that's still out there is going to start to get signed.
Yeah, so he's 28. He'll be 29 in January, Harrell. So, okay. he'll land on his feet, no problem. Keeping it moving with the moves. Patrick Beverley is a Los Angeles Laker, which the Jazz continue to be involved. This is their offseason. They dominated all these big moves, which we'll talk about one in a second with Donovan Mitchell. But Patrick Beverley, teammates with Russell Westbrook and Anthony Davis, LeBron James. They give up Taylor Horton Tucker in that deal to Utah. What do you make of Pat Bev in LA or with the Lakers specifically? He's back to LA now.
I mean, if you're talking around the league, you want to play with a guy like Patrick, you know, rather than play against him. You know, he's a pest. You know, he does a lot of stuff to mess up the game. You know, it gets a little overwhelming sometimes, but at the same time, you know, it does some good. You know, he's going to bring it every night. He's going to battle. He's going to confront anybody and everybody, which I think is going to be interesting to see how LeBron deals with that, you know, because he don't care. He's going to talk junk to whoever, and he's going to say what he want to say to whoever. So that's going to be interesting to see. But, you know, I think he's a guy who holds everybody accountable, and I think, you know, that's why when he go places, you know, he helps create a certain culture for that organization because he do hold everybody accountable. You know, even the young guys who's supposed to be all-stars, he don't care. He go at them. He make them respect them. And I think that's going to be something good for that team, you know. And with Russ coming back this year with a season to shut a lot of people's mouths up, that, look, don't get it twisted. I'm still Russell Westbrook. You know, I'm just trying to figure out how to change my game to play with all of these, you know, different all-stars, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's playing with an all-star. He played with two all-stars who used to having the ball in their hand. You know, he played with other all-stars, but, you know, they can play off the ball. They can let Russ keep the ball in his hands and they can still get their points. You know, KD don't need the ball all the time. You know, KD can play off the ball. KD can get the ball in the low post and make plays. And so can LeBron, but LeBron also But LeBron also dominates the ball a lot. So, you know, it's a lot that comes with that. That's what a lot of people don't understand. Like, you know, you go into a different team, you know, they expect it because of the names that they were supposed to come in and have a great year and do all this stuff. Sometimes they don't gel at first. You know, they got to get used to each other. You know, sometimes games don't mix with each other. And that's what it looked like last year. But they kept them together. They say they're going to figure it out. They say they're going to – you know, LeBron said he's looking to, you know, give up the ball a little bit to Russ and AD from what I'm hearing. So, you know, don't know how true that is, but, you know, I know LeBron is a person who's willing to do whatever to win. So, you know, let's see what happens. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, Russell Westbrook still is one of the best guards that's in this league. I don't care what nobody say. So it's gonna be interesting to see, man, to see him and Pat playing together. You know, two high intense guys who play with a lot of energy, play with a lot of passion. So I can't wait to see it. I think it's gonna be fun to watch. And a lot of people sleeping on my boy Kendrick Nunn, and he's still there.
I think so. I don't know for sure because I thought he signed a 1-year deal. I don't know if he re-upped or not.
Yeah, I thought he signed back there though. I thought he signed back there on a 1-year deal. Kendrick Nunn.
Let me see here. I think so. Yeah, I think he's back with them.
A lot of people ain't talking about him. That's my sleeper. I like him.
Yeah.
You know, and you know them making that trade for Pat Beverly to get a guy like Kendrick Nunn because you can put Pat wherever. The way Pat plays, man, he can guard anybody, a one or a two. Mm-hmm. So you put a guy like Kendrick Nunn out there with Pat in that second unit, because Kendrick Nunn can score the ball. I know a lot of people didn't forget what he was doing down in Miami before, you know, some things got messed up down there. He's a bona fide scorer and a good player himself. So I'm interested to see what this kid looks like this year coming off the injuries he had last year, because I like him. I like him as a player. So I like what they got cooking, man. I like what they got cooking.
Yeah, yeah, no. Let's see here. He has a player option for this year. So yeah, he'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
So moving to you, I guess sticking with Utah. So what Utah have done in an off season, they went from Gobert, Mitchell, and in this instance also Royce O'Neal, and they turned those three players into basically 13 first round picks for the next however many years. Is what they've done in a very short amount of time is nuts. Things that like Oklahoma City, for instance, how they all the picks they have, they've been doing for several years. Mm-hmm. Utah just did it in like a few months. Complete blow up. I think the rebuilding is going to continue. Guys like Conley, Bogdanovich, Clarkson. Mm-hmm. Those guys are probably gone. You know, I'm sure mm-hmm. they want more picks to continue to rebuild, because I don't think they're interested in being very good this year. Going back to that French kid.
I don't know though. They. If you look at their roster, they got some guys over there. They I do. Like Saxton. I like Colin Saxton. He looks good too.
So he got paid $18 million, I think, a year. So 72.
Yeah, 72.
I think. Mm-hmm. So which is coming off an injury, it's pretty like that's pretty good. I'm happy he got paid. He posted a video of him dancing. He's very happy right now.
I know he is.
But so yeah, Donovan Mitchell is a Cleveland Cavalier, and if the East couldn't get any more difficult, they just did. And for me, the Cavs jumped up a level in a very big way. I think you could put them in the list with the Bucks and the Celtics, the Heat and the mm-hmm. Nets as like Eastern Conference Finals contenders. Mm-hmm. I viewed the Cavs going into this year before the deal as kind of in the same level as the Bulls and maybe the Hawks. Mm-hmm. But I think they jumped up a notch with this move. Mm-hmm. What do you make of Donovan Mitchell joining the Cavs?
I think it's big. Now you give them a two guard who's bona fide to give you make big plays, make big shots. Then you give somebody that takes some of the pressure off Darius Garland, who also can hit big shots and make big plays. But also, man, just defensively, that type of team they got with those two bigs down there,
yeah,
Mobley and Jared Allen, man, that's gonna be a problem, you know. And don't they still got what's my boy name? Oh man, what's his name? Came from Brooklyn. Then he went to Indiana. Then he ended up going
LeVert,
to
LeVert.
Ain't LeVert still there?
Yeah. And then Ricky Rubio, they brought him back after his knee injury.
That's what I'm saying. You got a good, backup point guard.
Kevin
you got.
Love.
Listen, this team, like you said, man, it's going to be a problem, man. A lot of people in the East is like, God, dog it. They mad right now. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, these boys young, they good, you know, and they can play. And that's what I like about them. And JB doing a great job over there with them young boys and with their team. You know, some of these injuries wouldn't have happened last year. They was going to be a problem last year. So now you add a guy like Donovan Mitchell who, he can play on both ends. And then on top of that, what he can do offensively is just, you know, it's just something that everybody knows, what he did while he was in Utah. So You know, now you got to deal with that. Now you got to deal with another guy who can give you 20 plus.
Yeah.
So, and, you know.
And we've seen what he's done in the playoffs, too. Like that Nuggets series, him and Jamal Murray going at it. Like that was some incredible basketball.
I'm so happy to see him coming back this year, though.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm glad the Nuggets in the Western Conference because they're gonna be nasty as well when they get him and, when Murray and Porter get back healthy and again.
Yeah, Porter back though. Porter playing. He's been playing ball in LA and stuff. So he's looking good too. So hey man, Denver Nuggets gonna be a problem too.
So the full trade for the Cavs, Lauri Markkanen going to Utah with Obagi, the first round pick, who I like a lot. He looked
nice. Oh man, I hate to see him go. I hate to see a young fella go, but see, that's what I'm saying. Utah's mixing together some good stuff, man. Not Utah. Utah mixing together some good stuff down there, man. They got some players. I'm telling you, they got some players. But I know guys like Mike Conley and them probably want to go somewhere and like be a contender. But somebody like Mike Conley, somebody can use at that point guard spot. And I'm still looking at Washington. Washington Wizards still need a point guard, man.
Yeah.
Well, I think, don't they?
Yeah.
Do they have a point guard?
I think it's just Ish Smith. Oh, let me do a quick Google search here. I'm not sure what they have going on.
I think they need a PG.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
they need a point guard. They got DeLon Wright.
I like DeLon.
Monte Morris. And Johnny Davis, the rookie, he's not a point guard though.
They got Monte Morris and all them over there.
Yeah, Bradley Beal, obviously, and that's it. And Will Barton, those are the guards. So yeah, they're really looking real light from a playmaking point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Danny Ainge is one of those GMs that if you're a fan of the other team, you know, you're not winning that trade. Like he's a guy who gets the guys the stuff he wants. Even the rumored stuff the Knicks were going to offer. Like we're talking RJ Barrett, Obi Toppin, and Quentin Grimes in 2 first-round picks. Reportedly, the Jazz said no to that because they wanted the young players and a ton of picks to go with all those picks they got from Minnesota.
I heard they wanted quickly too.
Yeah. Yeah,
they wanted him as well. So I think that was like, okay. I think the Knicks was like, okay, y'all trying to take everything.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, no.
Yeah. It's Danny Ainge is one of those GMs. Like it's for me, it's like him, it's Masai Ujiri in Toronto and Bob Myers in with Golden State. Like, I don't know if you want to do deals with them. I feel like real afraid to. But I like the future with Utah is looking good, so that fan base shouldn't have to wait too long. Like I don't know what your team's gonna look like this year, but I don't think they'll be walking around saying like trust the process for too long, so to speak, because there seems to be like a specific plan here, and they have a relatively new owner who doesn't want to lose for very long. Maybe to bite the bullet for a year or two before they go in on something.
Right. Else. Well, then you got another owner in there with D Wade, you know, who's a competitor, you know, who knows the game, and he ain't gonna sit back and look at a lot of this stuff either.
And one thing I wanted to talk to you about, we can get out of here on this one.
You good.
With the going back to Durant stuff, like, and even the Mitchell stuff, these trade rumors and reports and sources, all this stuff, and the guys who are thrown into these reports, like the Jaylen Browns of the world, or like your Quickleys or Barretts, who are just in the chatter for months. What's that like as a player when you don't know where your future is cold? And then on the flip side, when you get that call, you gotta pack up and go to Salt Lake City. We put you in a deal. Like, what's that like as a player?
It's tough because, you know, you feel like, especially a guy like Jaylen Brown, you feel like, hey, listen, I'm just as important as anybody else on this team. You know, so y'all got me in trade rumors, but other people is not touchable, but I'm touchable. You know, so as a young guy like him, I know that's a hit to your ego, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, It's the basketball. It's how this game go. It's how the NBA works. I've seen some guys get traded who are in that top 75. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I've seen you guys get traded. So if they can get traded, anybody can get traded, you know? So it ain't nothing against you. You know, it's good to be wanted from other teams, yeah. You know? Look at it like that. Now, when your name is in trade rumors and everybody's saying no, 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 then that's when you got a problem, because now there's only one team that like you, you know? So just look at it like that. I'll tell all the young guys that. Don't look at it as being disrespectful. That's how the NBA works. You know, people do different things to make teams better. It's not that they don't want you. It's just maybe that you don't fit for them and you might fit for another team. So another team is asking for you. And it's not that the team you with don't want you. It's that, okay, they feel like this person there can help them better than what you can. And maybe you can go and this other team wants you. You can, they're looking at you to help them. So just look at it like that. Don't get mad. Don't get upset. Like I see Jalen said something. He made a tweet. After some stuff came out, I saw he made a little tweet. He was in his feelings, you know, but, you know, you got to put that behind you, man. Get ready to go play, because y'all made it to the finals last year.
Yeah.
You know, y'all made it to the finals. So let that go. Go in with a clear head. Get ready to go to work and try to make another repeat.
And to your point, the conversation was Jalen Brown for Kevin Durant. They're worst players to be, like, rumored to be traded for. Okay, fair. That's fair.
You know? like they compare me. Okay, they want me, Kevin Durant. Like, look at it like that, young fella. But you know, hey, what am I to say?
Yeah. No, that's a good point. And then I know there's some upset Hornets fans out there that the Hornets didn't do the Mitchell deal. I don't think it was very close. I don't think the Hornets could have put a package together like the Knicks had, or like the rumored Knicks package, or even this Jazz one. You know, we have the picks. The Hornets have the picks to do it. But you look at the young players involved. I don't think there's enough here to match what the deal, the Utah deal or the Knicks one. And I look at it like I don't think the Hornets are close enough to do this type of deal anyway. Like the Cavs, right. I think we're on that brink of breaking through. Now they're in that Eastern Conference contender. And once you get in the Eastern Conference finals, anything can happen, right?
Anything.
You know, and then you're in the finals itself, you know. Look at the Mavs. Look what they did to the Suns, you know. So all you need to do, like, getting there is one thing, and then you can take it from there. The Hornets aren't in that tier yet. And so I think going all in on Donovan Mitchell would be great. The team would be much better, but I don't think it takes them to the level that we see where the Cavs are now.
Nah, it might take them to the level of getting in the playoffs for sure.
Yeah.
But take them to the level to be a contender, no.
Yeah.
No, not yet. And not yet.
Yeah, it would have to be a move to make another move. Kind of like in 08 or 07 with Boston, like when they traded for Ray Allen out of nowhere, like what's going on here? And then, it's part of the bigger plan to get Kevin Garnett, or even with the Clippers and Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. Like for the Hornets, it had to be a move to make another move to complete the picture. So the time will come, Hornets fans. I know nothing has happened for the Hornets yet, but there's still time. And I think after the holiday weekend, you know, teams will be back, and I think everyone's roster is going to be kind of start filling out a little bit more. Now the big trade pieces are off the table, and like vacant cap space now can then be like.
You're gonna start seeing some little small moves made. There's still some more trades out there that's gonna happen. Trust me, but you're gonna start seeing people get signed now. So, I look forward to seeing that.
I think Utah will still be making some deals. I think we're gonna hear way more about the Utah Jazz than we have since like Stockton and Malone. They're gonna be in the news all the time.
Oh man, I'm telling you.
And real quick, have you seen their jerseys?
No.
They put out new jerseys for this year, and then just the fans hate them, and they've already walked them back. But it's too late to like retract them because of the Nike contract. So there's like these. People call them AAU jerseys. They're like these black, white, and neon yellow joints. And
neon yellow, where'd that come from?
Yeah, it's weird. Like they wanted like night mode, like, you know, like on your phone, like dark mode on your phone. That's kind of like the vibe they're going for. And the fan base ain't about it. And so I think we're gonna see them at least for this year. And then I think they'll put like petition Nike to switch.
Gotta go next season.
But I think that's everything for this week, man. Is there anything else you want to get into before we say goodbye?
Nah, man, that's it, man. That's pretty much all that's really going on right now. Hopefully next time we come back, you know, we have a little bit more to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. Mitch, please, do something. We need content. listen, Raymond, I appreciate you. I appreciate everyone out there listening. Hope everyone has a good and safe Labor Day weekend. And until next time, you've been listening to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. Peace.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.